Welcome to the My Wife is Going to Kill Me podcast.
The podcast where me and my friends talk about the number one thing that makes our wives want to kill us. Toy collecting.
Shut up!
With Travis Bowles.
I am looking at you two fat bastards right now, and I'm like, there's no way people in America are going hungry.
Well, my son told me today that he didn't like hot dogs. How could you not like wieners? You just keep the wieners coming. What any chance?
Pete McCarthy.
Comes with two sets of hands, because sometimes you need gloves, sometimes you don't. The AIDS epidemic in Africa, hunger in the United States, and not having spare hands.
I just want to destroy villages, and that's all I've ever wanted to do.
And your host, Steve Bisciotti.
Chicks love to show their body off. It's the only thing they got nowadays. But she was married to Roger Rabbit, so she had his last name. She obviously wasn't going to hyphenate because she's a real woman.
So what if a favorite toy just happened to be half-naked muscular men? Welcome, everybody, to episode 123 of the My Wife is Gonna Kill Me podcast. I'm your host, Steve Bisciotti, and as you could hear, we have another host here, Pete McCarthy, who is dying over there all of a sudden. As soon as I turn the mics on, he just, look, I think he's gonna pass out any moment here. How you doing today, Pete?
I'm doing great, thanks, Steven.
And the other half of the two best co-hosts a host could have, Travis Bowles, is also here today. How are you today, Trav?
Awesome.
All right. Well, we're back. It's time. We're going to do some podcasting. We're going to talk about some fun things today. I'm excited. Pete?
I'm
Well, what's new, guys? You got anything?
Had a Christmas party.
Did.
That we did.
Got to hang out with most of the crew.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle, Boonstra, Vernetta. Obviously, these two dudes. Had a little party at my house. It was a good time. I had a lot of fun. There's a few people that couldn't make it that I wish could have been there. But I really enjoyed myself. Did you guys have a good time?
Yeah, I had a lot of fun. I mean, I've never had a bad time with that crew, to be honest with you. Even when I was right in the middle of the Vulcan nerve pinch from Heidi. So.
Oh, she got you?
Yesterday? Oh, got me. She got me real good.
Oh.
Like hard enough to the point of where I started to like reflexively like hit her.
Yeah.
But I stopped because I'm like, I'm
not gonna hit a woman.
I can't punch Travis's wife.
In her house.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I didn't notice her getting physical with people, so I guess that doesn't shock me.
Right.
Yeah. It was a good time. Got to talk to a lot of friends. You know, it's a big group. It's a lot of people. But, you know, it's always fun. It's always, you know, when you get the, you know, like the three of us are there, there's a few key players. So between that, you can kind of field the, like Travis was talking about earlier, about being the host and not being able to talk to everybody.
Right.
The newer people that might not come around as often. But you know, there's enough people there that are just, you know, can take care of that by talking to everybody. And it's a fun time.
Yeah. Great food. We played a little fun game, did a gift exchange. The rules of the gift exchange were pretty simple. You had to bring either a alcoholic beverage, toy, party game, which not a single party game, right? Not a single party game.
Well, I think the Sex Crackers was actually a game, but it was more of an intimate game.
Gotcha.
Which falls into the last category.
Yep. And then the final category, which was a adult-orientated toy. And by that, I do not mean action figure. What I did notice from the selection of gifts, bunch of alcoholic perverts.
Right.
Yes.
That's exactly what it was.
My kind of people.
Yeah. There was two toys.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And only one that was the least bit desirable.
Yeah, exactly. And that was very desirable. And I hate to say it, but I wanted to steal it. That's how sick I am. And I don't know if you're going to talk about it. So,
oh, I got it.
Okay, yeah.
I brought it.
I figured I won't bring it up.
But I'm the one that got it. We'll talk about it. And thanks, UBS guy.
Yep. I had a lot of fun, though. It was a good time. And it's just great hanging out with friends. So it was sweet. And I'm glad we got to do it.
Yep. Man. So, Kate.
Amanda. We had so much news. Who has a party on Friday? Honey, you realize that was because of us, right? Well, what do you mean? I have to work on Saturday. Travis asked when to have it. Like, he literally planned it. And I'm sure I'm not the only one he talked to, but it's partly because I had to work every Saturday. Oh, okay. You know what I mean? Because I'm like, how mad would you have been if it would have been on the night I had to work? Well, that would have really bummed me out. Well, then there you go.
You know,
deal with it.
Friday is not the ideal night to have a party, just because people work that day and they're tired. And
right.
But I'll tell you, as far as like making the rest of the weekend enjoyable, I really did love that part of it.
Right.
Yeah.
You know,
it's,
I mean,
pretty sweet.
Yeah. Last night you just get to relax, and mm-hmm. you know, so I mean, that was pretty nice.
I was the other reason it was a Friday night party. Katie, my daughter Katie, had her Christmas dance last night, so that entailed a lot of fussing, mostly from her mother, getting her ready for the whole thing.
Looked beautiful, by the way.
She did. She looked good. I was proud to see that, because you know they're both pretty young. They're both freshmen. Her and,
yep.
her and Pork, and they can't drive. Neither one of them can drive. So this entails us having to cart them around to every, you know, they want to go to dinner before they're, well, right. they got to get a ride to dinner.
Right.
And so we go to, they had reservations at a local pizza place, Northside Pub was their dinner before the things.
Great pizza.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Breadsticks are amazing with the cheese inside them.
Yeah. So Pork's parents come over and they drop Pork off, and then we take them to dinner. The four of us take them to dinner. The kids had reservations. We thought we'd get a table, you know, across away from them and just kind of have our own thing. But
on a Saturday night.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
At 5.
Oh, so a little bit before dinner.
It was
then?
Like 6:30. What the plan was actually they left our house. They went to go take pictures down at Hackley Park in front of the big old Christmas tree. And then I was going to go get a table early and secure a table. But when I walked in there, they were like, no, not 20 minutes. Not it's going to be an
right.
hour. Not it's going to be an hour and a half. They were like, no, we have no tables. So then that happened. That came down to plan B. Let's order a pizza, take it back to my house, and I'll wait for it. So I'm sitting there. Where I'm going with this is I was sitting there waiting for the pizza while Courtney and then Pork's parents went home. Back to our house to wait for me to bring the pizza. So I got to see all these kids because there was a lot of kids that came in to the dance. And I got to see what a lot of these dresses entailed. And I don't, you know, I look at these through, you know, a dad's eyes now. And, I mean, it's cold out. It's a Christmas dance. Why do you need your jacket to be longer than your dress? Seriously? This one girl, I swear she was wearing absolutely nothing. I mean, it was like low top, low up at the top, neckline low, and dress high. And I'm like, wow, you know, really advertising there. Really, you know, really showing the goods. Really putting it out there. Leaving nothing to the imagination. So anyways, I was proud that at least Katie was not, because at least I didn't like Katie's dress to begin with until I saw these other dresses, and I was like, that's good.
I had one request with Chloe's first formal that it didn't have any exposed midriff, and they went and got one that exposed midriff, and I lost my mind, and they all basically told me that I was an asshole. I'm like, bitches? I'm like, I told you specifically that this was my only rule. I didn't want midriff exposed. But no, you couldn't respect Dad enough to do that, could you?
So it's the kind of world we live in.
It is.
Kind of glad I don't ever have to worry about that.
Yeah. You know, I it's funny, when we're on our way to Grand Rapids Comic Con, we swung by the bank, Steve and I. And
like Travis would worry about that.
Right.
Even if he did have a daughter.
Right.
Like, show it off. Right. That'll desensitize guys and nobody'll care.
Right. No bras.
You're the first one.
Fuck bras.
Show it all.
And Steve's got Christmas music on the satellite radio, and I like Christmas music. And Baby It's Cold Outside is on, and he's like, it's one of my favorite Christmas songs, and he switched over to his phone because he's got a version downloaded that are two famous stars, and he said, this is my favorite version of the song, and we listened to it, and we're both kind of singing along, you know. And
who was the guy and who was the girl?
Steve would have to answer that.
It's an old version. It's an actually late 30s version that is my favorite. It's sung by, I don't know who the girl
is. I don't give a fuck who
Buddy
was
Clark.
Singing it. I'm asking which one of you two was the boy and which one of you was the girl.
Oh, we were both kind of doing both. We didn't actually set it up as a duet.
I don't see why I have to pick one nowadays.
Right.
You know, I can be the girl sometimes and the boy sometimes
if
I wish.
Depends on how I feel. So, you know, and I thought, oh, that's cool, you know, because everybody's got a favorite Christmas song. And then it kind of dawned on me after our last episode when we discussed Steven's extracurricular activities with that poor young girl and all of the stuff that's going on about the song right now. And I went, that makes perfect sense as to why that rapey song is Steven's favorite. So kind of it all came together in a big rush of Steven's a piece of shit.
Okay, yeah, so. I'm as rapey as that song. I'll take that one because
what's great
that
about that
song is it's perfectly fine.
It's us in 2018 perverting something that was literally written in the 1930s and was completely innocent, and it's supposed to be flirty and fun, and it's you know, it's completely taken out of context. And
wasn't it you that brought up the meme?
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Sure. Absolutely.
I love that
song. I absolutely do too. And what got me was. I have a gay friend on Facebook who was posting his anger towards this song being about sexual assault. And I wanted to go, yeah, you know what? The word gay didn't used to mean what it did. We changed that. You know, we're the ones that do this. You know, I don't understand how you can be, I don't know. It drives me absolutely crazy. So
I'm going to tell you the most shocking thing from that story that you just said. You two stopped at the bank on the way to a con. Absolutely shocking.
Well, he was making a deposit, I think. He wasn't actually,
oh, okay, now it makes sense. Yeah. Now it makes sense.
When you're there and if you don't ever tell me no, why would I change? You're just like Amanda. Like, oh, these girls aren't behaving. Did you take their phone away? No. Did you ground them? Nope. Where are they at? We're at a friend's house. Then they're not going to change.
Grand Rapids Toy Show was a couple weeks. It was a week ago, pretty much. And we're standing there, and all of a sudden Pete comes in, like all excited, you know. I'm like, oh, Pete's got some energy. You found something really good. And Pete's like, can I have $30 so my family can get in?
As much as I've bitched on the air about people wanting to run their card to get in a Muskegon for $5, that didn't fucking dawn on me.
So then.
And I only asked for 15. Not 30. It was only $5 to get in.
Okay. Then later in the show,
I had to leave my brother and my son as collateral while I went into the show.
I got friends there who got money.
Right.
So then Pete then had to also come to me and get some money so his kid could buy some toys.
I forgot to move and realistically, I didn't have any money to take out of the ATM because I couldn't link my PayPal. So that's why I had money in my PayPal. That's why I said, can I PayPal you money?
Yeah.
And it was only $40, and I actually PayPal'd him $41.
He did.
Just in case there was a little bit of a fee, you know?
Yeah.
So.
And I'm like, motherfuckers.
And Travis was low that show because he had 7 books he was giving away, a painted dollhouse, and 4 figures. That was his entire booth. And that's not exaggerating. That's like, I'm like, why the fuck are you even here, Travis?
You know what seemed better? I did $650 at that show. At one table. Kyle was so pissed. He was right next to me.
And they had 2 booths. One, Jason had one and he had one?
Yeah, yeah. But what happened was, a guy came in and bought every single NECA item I had. All of them. Right. You know, that I had just got at Chronocade's Black Friday sale.
He bought and those them. Weren't even there when I was there.
Yeah, so. They were sold before the show started.
What were they? Predator stuff?
Predator and Aliens.
Predator and Aliens?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. Few other weird offshoot video game items. But, you know, I got them at a good deal, so I was even able to give this guy a good deal. It was Todd Lang's son, and I wish I could remember his name, but... He's about 21. Yeah.
The beard.
Yep. Comes, does the shows for his dad. And
cool guy. Super nice guy.
Yep. Super, so. And you know, and it was, I mean, he gave me a fair offer, and, you know, so it worked out. It worked out great. But just so funny, I really just got the one table to kind of hang out and see how the new show went. It's a show that we all enjoy going to. It's actually the first toy show I ever sold at.
Right. And, you know, new ownership, new management. You kind of wanted to test the waters.
I know Pete, you got to see it, but Steve didn't because he wasn't there. But it's funny. We kind of thought, here comes, and so, you know, some new, and it was more tin toys.
Yeah, it was. It actually has gone back the other direction.
Which, the interesting part, a large group of our friends didn't sell at it. One, because they were apprehensive, and two, because it actually sold out sooner than it always had in the past.
Right.
And I think that was because they actually did do a good job advertising.
Right.
There was a lot of people there.
So. My brother was super pissed. It was a regular little tiny foam cup of coffee that was shitty, and it was $2. And the guy gave him $2 change from a $5, and he goes, coffee's $3 for this? And he goes, yeah, you get $2 change. He's like, it says $2. Oh, yeah, that's my fault. And then pulled out another dollar and gave him another dollar. And he's like, it's still way too expensive, but I'll pay your advertised price. You know what I mean? So. But yeah, I was disappointed because I was hoping that Dylan could see some cool action figures and get an idea of what it is we do.
Yeah.
And then that's what he saw. Yeah. I was like, shit.
Yeah.
Because it was all old. And it was, I mean, there was some, there. Let's just say that I had made flyers for Toy Haven to target these people, and I handed out about 20.
Yeah.
Because
that's pretty normal. You know, I don't know what point you're trying to make.
What do you mean?
He's saying that you don't hand out.
Oh, I'm saying that, well, this time.
He was targeting vendors.
Yeah. The example this time was that I didn't give them to people because I didn't want them at my show, our show. So, but. And there are some that got flyers that I didn't want at the show for the simple fact of they saw me hand it to a vendor I did want, and then I could not give them one, too.
They sat there looking at you with their hand out?
Yeah, yeah.
So there's still going to be a March show?
Yes, and they said probably back at that location.
So maybe the March show, our typical vendors that would be there with action figures and the things we like, we'll have some faith and get a table early enough so that we can have that kind of presence that we were hoping to see.
And we'll see what'll happen, because the March show was always the same. It fell on Indiana Comic Con. I don't know if you remember, but it's been like the last couple of years we haven't been there because the booth has been at Indiana Comic Con.
Okay.
But now Indiana Comic Con has moved.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's normally the last weekend of March.
Yeah. It was something weird.
Indiana Comic Con isn't typically the end of March, is it?
Oh, well, Indiana Comic Con the last few years have been on Easter.
Yeah.
I don't remember that show being on Easter.
It just, I don't know if you remember, but we weren't there last year. A large group of us, Tardies, us, the year that the owner actually died, you know, the week before the show, we all weren't there.
That was the December show he died before, though.
No. It was March.
Was it March?
Yeah.
I just, because I always go, I always plan on going that next weekend because it's always right after MuskieCon. Truth be told, I was actually hoping that they were going to move it so that I could take that weekend.
Yeah.
But if you have an Easter weekend, that's the other thing too, is that's a floating holiday.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
Kind of tough.
Right.
Anything else new, Steve?
No, I think it's time we move on to toy drama if you have it.
Well, I'll tell you, it's an interesting toy drama segment this week. We've had some people reach out to us recently talking about how much they love toy drama.
Yeah.
I think we love it, too. It's entertaining.
I'll tell you what, in the beginning, I had my doubts because the beginning couple times we did it, I think it was kind of rough.
Yeah.
But I think now we've got the procedure down. We know how to do it. And, yes, I am totally enjoying the toy drama part of the show.
What part of our podcast isn't rough? Real quick.
It's easy to get good at something when, hey, what's toy drama? Oh, Super 7 fucked over. It's people buying stuff from them. Oh, hey, people are bitching about scalpers. Thanks, UPS guy. It's really easy when we phone it in with fucking scalpers and Super 7 being a bunch of cock whores.
Well, that might be true.
Damn scalpers.
Damn scalping. Like how, you know, it's even worse when it's people scalping Super 7 stuff.
Do you notice how Travis pronounces scalping? Do you notice
scalpers?
I always think he's talking about sculpting or something, like a sculptor. Fine, right. Yeah.
Is he an idiot because he doesn't realize there's a T in sculpting, or is he an idiot because he doesn't realize it's an A in scalper?
I don't think it's the T.
I don't know, but he's an idiot.
I don't think it's the way it's scalp versus sculp.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
He's totally confused now. He doesn't know.
The term scalper comes from back when we first came to this country.
Yes. I'm with
Native Americans
okay,
would actually
good.
Peel the scalp off someone. Yes. So
that's what I thought I was doing with the toy. Anyway, okay.
You're doing fine, Trav. It's why people love you.
So speaking of scalpers.
Skeet and Beef. I got Skeet and Beef here with me.
The other day I'm sitting out in my living room building some Detolf shelves. I'm pretty excited about
that. Did you legit build those yourself?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought for sure you were gonna have Jason come over. You were gonna bring him iced tea.
You know, they're pretty easy. I think as soon as you get in to start doing it. But
the room looks amazing, by the way.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it.
The cords are sloppy as fuck, but
fixed that yesterday.
Did you?
That's how I spent my day yesterday. Was in that room. So while I'm out there doing that, my son is in the toy room, and he comes out and goes, "Dad, I broke this toy." And he has a Mythic Legion in his hand.
Oh, we saw that the other night, and we were wondering how that happened. Everybody blamed me for some reason.
And he was trying to take, let's see if I can say this name right, Grisha the Slitherer's head off so he could put the cape on. And as he pulled and pulled, the post actually at the neck, neck to the shoulders actually broke.
The neck peg broke.
Yep. Now I will tell you, this is a figure that when they first dropped pictures, I fell in love with this figure.
She's cool.
This is for the listeners. If you remember back to our review episode,
she's cool.
That's a chick.
No, that's a guy.
Where does it say him? How do you know that's a guy?
That's a chick. I'm pretty sure that's a chick.
It doesn't have breasts.
Read the bio.
There could be a guy or a girl.
Who wears a purpley kind of pink coat cape like that?
It's
that's a chick. You know, women don't have to have
look
big
at the
boobs.
Thighs and hips. This
every
is a chick.
Other figure that they have done that is a female has breasts.
Maybe she had cancer.
You over sexualized son of a bitch. They don't have to have giant breasts.
Either way, listeners, this is the one that we talked about having the Russian capital helmet.
Yes.
So
they never refer to him as a him. They're being nondescript on purpose. They're gonna probably have a helmet taken off. They'll have some kind of a card or a comic book maybe, and they'll show her taking off the helmet. She'll be a beautiful girl.
You know what I think? I don't think they're ever going to tell you. I agree. The bio card does not never. It always refers to
look at the thighs by name. That is a female buck.
Dude, just so you know, that's what the male elves use that same.
Yeah, it is.
Body.
He's right. That's
really?
The same. Yeah. Grisha? Grisha? What is it? Grisha?
You could say it like that,
I guess. That's totally a chick name.
I think it says Grisha.
Grisha. That's still a chick name.
Okay, anyway.
That's just my theory. I got no, you know, that's just my thoughts.
Right. So regardless, I think it's going to be a figure that you can have be whatever you want. But since it don't have boobs, it's going to be a dude for me.
Okay.
So anyway, Kane came out very remorseful. I mean, he was like, dude was about on the verge of tears. And I will admit that immediately I got, like, hot. You know, like, and then it was like, I kind of, man, it happens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he don't know, go run that figure under warm water and.
That's why you don't play with him, son. That's why you leave him alone.
So, you know, I you know, I was like, dude, don't worry about it. It's okay. You know, and it helps, too, that I got a couple buddies that I'm very comfortable with the fact that they can probably take care of it. And realistically, the horsemen seem to be pretty good, too, that if I reached out to them, it might be something that they possibly would help with. If not, it's okay because I have four more of them. But
just use that body for
dead.
Custom.
Yeah, you know, and then just leave it lying. Anyway.
And open up another...
Yeah.
Another chick.
Yep. It's a guy in my world, okay?
Okay.
So this sword does not come off of the belt.
Yeah, it does. Kane probably forced that sword through there so you could pull it out.
Yeah, that sword was never...
never made for that. Kane just probably forced it through there.
Now we know why everything's broke around your house.
Yep, you and Kane. You and Kane. Yeah, so, and I imagine this is something Hobby Lobby or Bill could probably fix for me to some extent. You know?
This spear is so fucking cool.
That, the whole figure is...
Well, right, yep. But I just, there's something about this spear. Yep.
Especially when you put that big piece on the end of it, dude. That big blade. So, yep, there's my first Mythic Legion from the Advent of Decay down.
You just touched it, Pete.
Down.
Nope. Yep.
But, that's okay. I still love my kid. He fell awful. We had a quick conversation about, you know, being careful and and such.
My dad would have hit me.
You know, the thing that I would say, I love that Kane likes playing with these.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that I don't like is, to him... and
I don't like him touching my stuff!
To him, and it totally makes sense. He'll take a weapon from one guy and just put it with another guy. Oh, yeah. this weapon looks better. You know, and it's made to be that
right.
way, you know.
Right.
But you want to keep your shit straight.
I want to keep my stuff together. I want to know, because I really, there's figures in my collection now because they've made so many great figures, and there's stuff that, like, there's weapons with a guy, and I imagine Steve would walk in and go, yeah, that didn't come with him.
Man, I'll tell you what, Eric Munoz got me good. How did he do that? Oh, so I had my Bog Goblin. Holding this, there's this weird bony
sword. The bone
sword,
yeah, yep.
That came with Unkin, I believe. And he right away picked up. He's like, dude, he mentioned the fact that
it
I gave him Unkin's sword.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, I didn't. That came with the Bog Goblin. And he's like, no, it didn't.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yes, it did, nah. Because I never got any of the first round weapons packs.
Which that was in.
So how did I? And so I took a picture of Unkin holding the same sword, and I'm like, how do I have two of these? There's no way that had to come with Bog Goblin. Sends me a freaking thing from the Foosh that shows what it came with, Bog Goblin not coming with that. So I'm like, well, the Foosh is freaking wrong, because I didn't get any of those. Blah blah blah.
Yeah.
And then Munoz sends me a picture of Heavensbrand holding the Heavensbrand sword.
Mm.
Which mine is holding,
yep.
Because I went and got a weapons pack after the fact off eBay because I needed that sword, and included in that weapons pack is the bone sword, which I completely forgot that I ever even did, and that's how I must have thought at some point that looked good with Bog Goblin, and totally made me feel like an asshole because I did get a weapons pack once. I overpaid for it. But I have to have that sword because it's the coolest sword in the whole line, in my opinion.
That's pretty cool. It is cool.
It makes that figure.
Oh, it's
like
for sure.
It takes that figure that's cool and makes him just ridiculous.
Yeah, it makes it really
cool,
pop.
In my opinion.
Moving on, also from my toy room.
I have some toy drama before we move on.
Sounds good. I invite these people into my home.
Oh, damn it. You're going to steal my toy drama, aren't you?
They come into my home.
Yeah.
In your butt.
Yeah.
I allow them.
Right.
Freedom. You know,
I mean. Do what you want.
Yep. It's my house.
Right.
I love you guys. You're my friends. And someone goes into my room and transforms Optimus from what he should look like, which is in robot form, into truck form, and leaves it on my shelf. Now, I'll tell you, in my opinion, there are four suspects for this crime, okay? Because I only have one Transformer in his actual disguise form, and that is Grimlock. Because Grimlock was made to be a dinosaur and should always look like a dinosaur. Okay? Always.
That's funny.
So one of these assholes.
Yeah.
Out of four, and I'm going to give you the four suspects now. Two of them are at this table. Steven, Peter, Kyle, Ben Talmish. Okay? So, right away, I'm going to eliminate Shortmage. Okay?
Why would you eliminate him? He's the one that's probably the most capable of doing that transformation.
But he wouldn't do that to Travis.
Exactly. Very capable of doing it. I just don't think he's that kind of guy.
The most capable, I would say, of
the
all the
capable,
four of us.
For sure.
Yep.
I think that's what I just said.
Next, I'm going to eliminate Peter.
No way he could do it.
I don't quite. Pete could do it because Pete has transformed Transformers for me before, and even Optimus, but not a masterpiece Optimus. And I feel like if Pete got that in his hands, he'd be like, you know what? It's an $85, $100 toy. I could, the way it feels, I just don't want to do this. I don't want to mess with it. That leaves two. Steven, who has an MP.
10.
Optimus, and would know how to transform it, and probably has done so. And Kyle, who also is in that same boat.
Has a history. Remember,
Kyle has a history.
Luke,
yes,
Luke kissing Leia.
Yes, he
right?
set
that
up
him,
in Steve's
right?
display case. He set up Luke and Leia kissing Hot Toys. It was one of the most awesome things I've ever seen. Yes. Kyle, I believe, and this is the hard part. One of these bastards, Steven and Kyle, has made this comment before that they are going to transform it and leave it on my shelf looking like that.
We said it during the last time we recorded in your toy room within the last few episodes.
Which would mean that it was Steven that said it.
It was Steven that said it, not
yes,
Kyle.
Yes, not Kyle.
But Kyle may have heard that episode.
Oh, for sure, Kyle.
And saw that and went, remember what you said, Steve? Let's do it. I bet they did it together. I bet they were in cahoots.
That is a very good possibility.
I only went into your toy room for 1 second. I sat down in your red chair, referred to it as the masturbation station, looked at the Marvel Legends and said, I don't know what the hell I'm ever going to do with all of mine. They're all in totes. I got up. I walked out. Then I started doing the normal thing and talking to the wives with titties that were totally being neglected by their husbands and scheming. So
what do you got to say for yourself, Steven?
How are you going to get it back?
Guess what? I got it back.
How'd you do it?
He made short midget leave. Hey, for staying at my house last night, you got to transform.
No, I didn't realize so the short midget left. Unfortunately,
you too?
I had to leave early. No, I just did it on my own. I think
really?
I broke a few pieces, but I did it.
And one of his legs is still a wheel, but it looks good. As long as you pose him right. You know?
Did you bring it in?
No, hell no. I'm not taking that thing anyplace. It's fragile. One of you son of bitches, okay? One of you. Until I find out who, you're both not invited back. And last, toy drama I got, and we'll move on unless you're
no,
good.
No,
that was
my,
your toy drama.
I screenshotted the photos.
Yep. I tell you, I think the internet was a quiet place. I really didn't come up with a ton. Really quick, you go ahead and talk amongst yourself because I just want to double check and make sure I didn't miss something here. I don't hear you talking
what
amongst
What are we
yourself.
Double checking? Double checking. How about the with the holiday He-Man fiasco?
Oh, I actually
that?
Called Jeremy DeWitt after he was on our show and was like, man, you know, it's not a big deal. And then he posted it on three different Facebook pages about the screw up with the holiday He-Man and how he was upset. I called him on the phone. Was like, yeah, you either get to say you don't care or you get to post it three times on Facebook. You don't get to have it both ways. Like, I don't feel bad anymore. You guys are continually, if you guys, the problem is Super 7, this comes full circle to what we talked about earlier in this very episode. If nobody does anything, then Super 7 keeps doing it. It's, if you guys keep ordering it, what you guys need to do is they need to make some figures and then nobody needs to buy them. So then Super 7 wises up and goes, hey, you know what? Maybe we shouldn't treat our customers this way because they're kind of who's putting food on our table. We should get better. But until you guys do that, which you're not, because it's all more important to you guys to make sure that you can say you've got the figures, you're going to keep getting quality. And it's only going to get worse at this point. Because as long as you guys are buying them, they're going to keep giving you, they're going to realize that they can go, oh, you know what? We can change the elbow articulation on them because they're still going to buy them and we can make more money, put more money in our pockets. And you guys are going to end up with these fucking, the 5-point Funko style figures of all your shit. And you're all going to be unhappy, but, well, I got to have it because, you know, I'm a He-Man purist and I'll just keep bending over and taking it into the fucking fart box and, you know, Super 7, yay. You know, I'm going to start a company called Mediocre 3.5 and start selling you guys garbage and just make sure it's something that you love, you know. So that's my opinion.
What a rant. Same rant he gave last week.
And it's the same rant I'm going to give next week because you want to bring up fucking Super 7 and how they're fucking screwing people over.
I actually was going to give Super 7 a rest on this episode. I was just going to do it. I was just going
to... All right, here we go. Let's give him a rest.
All right.
We'll be going to cardiac arrest.
I want to let you guys know.
Talk about it next week when I get the figure.
I want to let you guys know how much this podcast means to me.
Okay.
I got out of bed this morning, and Heidi looked at me and said, "Hey, you got time to come back to bed?" I looked at my clock and said, "Nope."
You were still 10 minutes late.
Well, I had to stop at Wesco and get a pop.
Oh.
All right.
Well, I can only have one pee this morning. I'm choosing pop over pussy. I got to head to the podcast.
You know, I don't blame him. It's the same old pussy, but the podcast different every week.
Well, right? Yeah, as long as we're not talking about Super 7 and scalpers.
Our support group, we got a couple pretty good comments. People asking to join. John Clawfield lives in Luxembourg. No idea.
Luxembourg.
Where's that?
But it's says, over.
Lives in Luxembourg.
It's so, over. It's that little. I think it's a little.
Luxembourg is a country over by Finland.
Yeah, that's what makes me think it's that. Name your favorite host. Peter.
Fuck yeah.
Wow, you finally got one.
I finally got one. I had ones before you had ones. Even your mom picked me when she joined.
Sandoval.
Sale, okay. He just requested me on Facebook, and I've been letting it sit there.
Yeah, he requested me too.
I didn't know who he was.
This is it. Lives in Watsonville, California. Name your favorite host. He said Steve.
Now I know where to leave that friend request sitting.
I got to make sure. I'm bad with friend requests.
Jesse Pitts.
Is this female Jesse or male Jesse?
It's male. Okay. Yep, male. Your favorite podcast host, Pete.
Yeah.
The suave sausage lover.
Fucking A right, doggy. Getting it. I use my sausages to put biscuit gravy on your biscuits.
Welcome, guys. And last but not least, I just want you guys' opinion on something. I sent out a snap the other day to our friend group and a bunch of other people that I'm friends with on Snapchat. If you're interested, look me up. You won't regret it. And it was a picture of me with a bloody nose. I want to read a couple replies I got from women.
How did I not get a picture of you with a bloody nose?
I thought I put it on a... Oh, I had a big tissue plugged in my nose. Maybe that's what you could tell. But okay. And Tanya, if it was Heidi, you deserved it.
It's a good point. Does she listen to the show, Tanya?
She does sometimes. Does so? Yep, okay. Yep.
Great breasts. Yep. Maybe she won't listen to this episode.
Holly, another friend of mine. Your wife has finally had enough.
Is that your sister-in-law, Holly?
No.
Oh, no. Holly, Secretary Holly. Yeah, okay. Yep. Again, great breasts.
So...
Did you only send it to great breast people?
Maybe I did. That could have been my great breast group.
Do you have a Snapchat that just says it's just called Sweet Titties?
Yes. So what do you guys think?
You're a piece of shit.
Really? I mean...
Well, I don't think that can't be a surprise to you at this point, Travis. When most of your other... When you have been sending Snapchats to these same people for 5 years, and they're all you scaring your wife and treating her like shit, and then you finally send one of the bloody nose, that's what everybody's going to think. So...
probably true. All right, that wraps up my portion here.
All right, you got any news?
Did you happen to see the post I shared in our group where the person had posed all of the Marvel Legends that they had purchased in 2018?
Yeah, saw that. Yeah.
Did you see it?
I did, and I'm pretty sure he stacked it on the same table that he cuts his heroin. Because that's the only fucking way you can afford to do that, is you're a heroin dealer.
Well, it's funny because we just talked about this.
Yeah, last episode. So great, yep.
And I was talking about how many figures we all were, and it's worse than I thought. Seeing it all there on a table, it's like, I thought it was bad, but I didn't even think it was that bad as far as how much they're pumping out. The prices of gas or oil would probably drop if Marvel Legends would stop making these figures.
I thought to myself, there's no way. There has to be some of that's 2000.
What are the big Sentinels from?
That was the Amazon exclusive. It's Wolverine and that
Sentinel. One that Rob shared with us.
Yep.
That was from this year?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's out right now.
Yeah, yep. I want that.
I just got, yeah.
Trevor's like, I just got six of them.
No, I wish. I got two. I should have bought six. They will. The price on that will. If you, I would recommend you just keep looking. If you don't know, it's an Amazon exclusive large Sentinel from the Marvel Universe Wave, but it comes with a 6-inch like Days of Future Past Wolverine, you know, like in the jacket with gray hair. And it's an awesome set. The art on the box is beautiful. Did you see it in my toy room? I don't know. I kind of left it out so people could see it if they wanted. But
I didn't notice.
Absolutely beautiful.
I was busy doing something.
It's on Amazon. It runs for like $100. If you pay attention, it's dropped a couple times. I think I got it for around 55 or something like that. And it is going to be, it will be a piece that will be $200 in 2 years. Guaranteed. Yep, guaranteed. But as you look at these pictures, and if you're interested, you can go look. And his name is Joseph Walters. Waters. He shared it in Marvel Legends community, and I just asked him if I could go ahead and share his picture, and my wife is going to kill me. So I posted it on our main page, and it's alarming.
Yeah.
It is absolutely alarming.
And I'm trying to think of what ones I didn't get this year. There can't be. I've got to be 75-80%, I would think.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
And it's funny to think that there's that many figures in my fucking office right now.
Yeah. Well, if you just think about the waves in general, and then all of a sudden you throw on top the ones that came, the 10-year anniversary figures, you know, the MCU universe.
And that's what I'm missing the most of. I'm struggling so bad to pull a $25 figure for that. I don't see the additional $5. I think it's bullshit.
And it is.
But I did pick up that set at Grand Rapids, the toy show.
Yeah.
$15 for the Cap and Crossbones set. I was like, that's a fucking steal, you know? Box is beat up, but I don't give a shit. I'm going to open them.
Exactly. So. Crossbones is amazing.
And yeah, that thing's awesome.
And it's a good cap. Yeah, so we'll see. We'll see if that turns people away or not. Awesome figures. But, man, it's crazy. It is absolutely crazy. That's all I got for toy news.
That's it. All right.
The pre-order for Mythic Legions, the Ogre Scale, is going on right now. We've shared it. We've talked about it. It's five figures, $200 for the all-in. I'm going to tell you right now, the all-in is the way to go.
$40 a figure.
Yep.
And, I mean, that's only $5 more than what the regular figures cost.
Yeah.
But it's $15 less than what the ogres cost.
Mm-hmm.
Those ogres are going to be $100 all day long.
And
then some.
You look at that army pack, four ogres for, gosh, what was it? Four ogres. Oh, man, I really should have looked that up, but... it was a great deal for the, you know, the base ogres.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, I think it's $100 for the two, like the male, the white, like half breed giant, you know, human,
the barbarian looking
one. Yep. And I would say probably the more individual, ogre looking one of the orc,
the more detailed ogre.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep, not the army builder. I mean, that's a great price.
I think it's $160.
For four?
For them. Maybe.
Which makes sense. That'd be $40. That's cheap.
$5 less than like a normal price.
That is cheap.
And you guys, I've been watching Big Bad Toy Store because my wife's bothering me about Christmas gift. They have at the almost the entire Advent giveaway is still on there. Yep. And I mean, $50.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not you're not paying that much more than you did with the horsemen.
Yeah.
So yeah, like I said, I went to get on when they did their sale, and like I told you guys, I'm kind of just a basic bro, apparently, because Brother Mandibulus was sold out, Zara was sold out. Those were the two on my top of my list.
Yeah.
And they were already sold out, but yeah, that like I said, Big Bad Toy Store has that stuff too, so it is not too late.
Yeah.
You know?
You can definitely
the four-pack is $140.
Wow.
Oh, that's crazy. So that's $35 a piece?
No.
Well, 40. 3 times 4 would be 4.
14 divided by 4 is what?
Right. Well, 120 divided by 4 would be 30, and then 5 for each of them adds an additional $20, right?
Yeah. Ogre Scale 2-pack, which is the main two dudes, the like not army builder ogre and the Viking giant guy, $100 for the pair.
So 50 a piece on those.
Or 55 a piece if you buy them separately.
Right. What are you going to do, Steve?
I think I'm going to buy an all-in pack.
Yep.
And I think I'm going to buy an extra ogre
builder.
So then I'll have the main ogre and I'll have two army builders behind it.
Yep.
Just because of space. I look at these things.
Space is the hard part.
Yeah. Yep. That's the way I look at it. I'm like, what am I going to do with all four of these big guys? And they just released that picture. And by the way, if you guys want to order these, go to storehorseman.com and pick them up. Pre-order them. Get on board now or you are stupid.
Well, and the price only goes up, too. Yeah. You know?
I forgot my train of thought. What was I saying?
Well, I'll tell you what you're going to do. I could tell you. You're saying how you, what you were going to do as far as, but I'm going to tell you, I'm seeing, you know, I'm in a bunch of different groups on Facebook, too many probably, but I'm seeing a lot of people either photographing, I mean, beautiful pictures of Mythic Legions and sharing them in places that are, you know, not very, where you didn't see them a lot, or I'm seeing a lot of people saying, in search of Mythic Legions, this is what I have to trade, people are starting to kind of flock to this, and I see it. It's gonna get pretty crazy, and I'm excited about that.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
makes me wish I would have, like you've said before, I wish I had a whole case of the first wave.
Oh my gosh!
Just for trade fodder.
Yeah. Yep.
You know,
are they doing? There's a pre-order on Big Bad Toy Store for some of those first wave figures.
They are. That is a.
It's All Stars.
All Star Wave 2.0 stuff.
Yep. Okay,
and great. Some great figures in there.
Yeah, but not the one I need. Damn it!
It'll come back.
Which
around,
one do you
though.
Need?
Urzok, I think it is.
It'll come back around.
He's the heavy. I need the two demon guys too. I can't think of their names. Zabrok.
And those are big money right something. Now. One thing I would say.
I don't need them. I really want.
Yep.
Urzok.
What I will tell you is with these. You know, the Four Horsemen, they really are about the fans. They're going to keep doing these All-Star Waves, and they let people vote for what they mm-hmm. want. And so those figures are going to come back around.
Yeah.
They really will.
I think Urzok was almost one
yeah, he was
before,
close.
And now that they've done these,
yep.
he might be a shoe-in next time, I'm hoping. Yeah. That's what I was going to say is... Building on that, the Horseman just recently released that photo.
Oh, yeah.
Where you can kind of get the size. Now, the Giants don't seem like they're that much shorter than the Trolls. Cornboy did
clarified.
Comment on there that the Troll's in the back and it might be a little deceiving. The Troll's actually a little more, is a little bigger than he appears in that picture mm-hmm. compared to the Giants.
But it's not as different as I thought it was going to be.
It's not even picture. If yeah. even if you take into that, it's still those guys are pretty big.
Yeah, they're
giants.
Huge. They're huge.
You know, because when they said half, when he originally said halfway, I don't know if they really
between
said
the two.
This.
Yeah,
yeah, it was kind of in the middle between the two. I was like, well, they're not going to be that much bigger than a regular figure.
Yeah.
No, they're going to be quite a bit bigger than a
I mean,
regular
weight,
figure.
Weight wise, there's a huge difference.
When you know see them pictured next to a regular figure, you're yeah. like, damn.
Yeah.
And I've said before, that's the coolest thing about this line is yeah. those different
size.
Those different sizes. So when you look at, you know, you look at a shelf, your eye dances around and catches the different builds and the different, I mean, that's just great. I love them.
It's so good.
All right. So that was our usual Suck Mythic Legion's Dick part of the podcast.
Might not be done.
Might not. Might come around for seconds.
Thanks, UPS guy. And I'm going to go first because I've got a Mythic Legion.
Oh, we're back to that.
Fucking A right we are. I got my first Mythic Legion, and I'm super excited about it. And at this point, I'm going to sell all my Marvel Legends in one big lot, and then I'm going to use that money, and I'm going to convert 200 Marvel Legend figures into 8 Mythic Legions, because I've got to buy them on eBay pricing. This thing's absolutely awesome. I couldn't. I opened it before I even left Travis's. I got home, and I put all the pieces together, and I sent a picture before I even went to bed. I will say that the...
Which one is it?
It's the Dwarf Builder, Cavern Dwarf Legion Builder. And this helmet is absolutely awesome, but why would you ever display him without his beard? You know, I think the beard is just super cool.
Because you have four other ones with
that,
beards?
And that is the only reason.
That's right. Yeah. Right. I only have one right now. But I'm super happy with it, and my wife was even kind of laughing at me like, "You're like super happy, like you're excited." I'm like, "I am excited." Like I, you know, like I said, it's cool that I've actually got one in my collection now, And I mean, it's only going to get worse. I mean, let's be realistic.
That's what I keep telling people is when you actually get it in your hand, you know, you look at them in pictures and they look beautiful
but
and everything.
But even when I hold them, even when I get them in your hand, I still love them. But I'm like, this is my Mythic Legion.
It's yours.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, I mean, yeah, I mean, I've got three other ones that I haven't opened yet that I've stolen from you, but I want it to be enough time before you, you know, so you don't
realize
they're gone.
Yeah, so you can show that you actually bought them. I was wondering where my scapular went.
Right, you know, so, but as of right now, this is the only one I'll admit to having, so.
How fitting for you, a dwarf.
Yep.
Yeah, bearded dwarf.
A bearded dwarf.
Because personality-wise, that's what I think, Pete, I think.
Well, and realistically, that's what my wife calls my dick, the bearded dwarf. You know what I mean? Because I don't upkeep the business real well down there, and I'm super short.
Well, when you can't see it, it's hard to upkeep it.
That is true. So,
I mean, sometimes you feel like you're just stabbing at things.
Right. Well, realistically, and that's I kind of started calling my dick Jesus. Because, even though I can't see him, I know he's there. So, but at any rate, I'm super excited about it. And, little taste for you, any of you that may be coming out to the comedy show tonight, the Sunday Night Funnies. I'll be performing. That may or may not be part of my set because I like to be as blasphemous as I possibly can. It's at Woody's Press Box at 8:30. The show will already be done for a day or two before you hear this. One of the other things I got was the Marvel Avengers AIM 2-pack, which I think these are absolutely awesome. I'm excited about them. I haven't opened them yet, but I'll get there. And the last thing I got was the vintage wave of Marvel Legends. And I'm super stoked because I had my eye on this Hawkeye. And I passed on him numerous times in the store. And I'm glad to finally have him, in his purple suit in my collection. So that's just a repaint of the one that was a peg warmer.
But
right?
It actually is accurate. He's got
that's
bare armed.
Yeah,
and,
yep. So Black Panther, which... I mean, again, I like the vintage packaging on these things. I just think they're super cool. Scarlet Spider-Man with a Peter Parker head. Is that a Peter Parker head?
No, Ben Reilly.
Ben Reilly.
It's a pretty hot figure, too.
Is it?
Yeah.
Cool. Vision, classic comic book Vision with an Ultron head. What's the story
Ultron
there?
Created Vision.
Oh, right. But I didn't know. Do you ever see him in the comic with that head?
Oh, no, it's not really to go on him.
I don't think. Okay.
Yep.
All right. And then Ant-Man and Wasp, and they're old-timey classic comic book Ant-Man and Wasp. What I think is really neat is both of them come with a miniature version of the other one. So
that's
obviously
cool.
Ant-Man and has a little Wasp. Wasp has a little Ant-Man.
Do you want to see these, Trav?
I think
he bought me a case too.
I think the Wasp is absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
That's probably one of just based on a quick look. That's one of the prettiest. Legends that they've done. So these will not come out of the package. I'm going to display them right there on the cards.
People are very excited about the Vision too. You can finally complete your. It's a classic looking Vision. They haven't given us that in the new Marvel Legends version yet. So people are pretty excited about being able to pop that on their shelf, their Avengers shelf. Yeah,
I like these.
They're pretty sharp.
They're really cool.
Yeah. Nice.
So yeah, and I got my first Mythic Legion.
Yeah, buddy.
So.
Yeah, go Steve. You got me too.
Go ahead.
I got a little baggie of stuff here. Most of it is going to be coming from the Grand Rapids Toy Show, and I was able to pick up a couple gifts. Oh, real quick, Steven, this is a gift from Luke Kulikamp.
Nice.
Didn't know if you had it or not. I thought you might have got it, but he saw it and thought of you. So, it is. Go ahead. I'll let you explain it.
It's a Mega Constructs little Faker, and Faker's awesome. I love Faker. I do have one, but now I got one on card.
I was able to go ahead.
According to Cornboy, he will not tell us whether that's a male or a female. So,
I told you they're leaving it ambiguous.
That remains to be seen, and there's a lot more to Grisha than people know, and that's per the Four Horsemen.
Sweet.
So. Yeah, I said, you're useless. Thanks for nothing. So
I was able to pick up another warg. I think that's what they're called. This is a Lord of the Rings figure. I think this is perfect for throwing your orcs, your goblins, any of your Mythic Legion things on. I just love it, and I think it's a great mount. So
it is cool. We've seen that before. Yeah. I think we've seen people who shave down his hair on the back, right? And then so you can put a saddle on him?
Yeah, well, yeah, this one has a saddle.
Oh, okay, it does.
Yep, it already comes with a saddle, so he's all set for that. Yep.
Can I see your dwarf, Pete? I mean, you've got no reservations about letting me handle one, do you?
I do. Get the fuck away from my toy.
I also, at that same booth, was able to pick up another Toy Biz Super Scroll. And this is the one with the flaming rock cans. But they're a dark color. They're like a bluish gray. And I like these scrolls, and I'll always be happy to get them as much as possible.
Can you do what you're going to do and just leave it alone, please? Can you just get through what you're trying to do and be done with it? Because I'm fucking having an anxiety attack over here. I only have one Mythic Legion.
And Steven has it in his hand.
Steven has it in his hand.
And I would have said that I didn't think that they break.
Right.
But Travis just brought him one in.
Right.
Yeah, so there's a Super Skrull, which I was pretty happy to pick up.
And this is a Marvel Legend?
Yep, but Toy Biz. Yep, one of the original lines.
Pretty neat.
Yep. Brandis brought me a bag of parts and pieces and figures that I am going to trade him something for. And it's just build a figure parts and pieces, but... stuff that I always, of course, can use. And the figures, I'll just throw in my booth, of course. So, and then last but not least, I was able to pick up a couple presents for my boys.
Do you know how hard I worked to get those things in his hand and you took them out?
I'll put them back.
Pete, this is going to be new for you, but, and I think you're ready.
Uh-oh. Wow. Give me my dwarf back. He's going to ride this motherfucker. This is one of the cheap-ass, chintzy, plastic, two-headed dinosaurs, which are stupid fun and super low quality because this seam doesn't even line up where they put it together. But it's from you, and it means something, and that I appreciate that very much. And I will find a place for him on my eclectic shelf.
Yes.
Imperial Toys.
Yep.
And it's old, Imperial Toys, and it 83? Well, according to this, it could be 1333.
And so. I picked up another one that I know Steve does not have in his collection.
How come he got more heads than me?
It's freaking awesome.
And it needs a good cleanup, but it is an interesting one that I actually have never seen before. And this one is actually... Chai Tech Industries, 1984, made in Hong Kong. It's a three-headed, blue-looking dragon. Very, very similar to Imperial Toys.
Yep. Those are fun.
Awesome. God, this is probably the coolest one ever.
It's interesting. Like I said, I've never seen it. It might be super rare. I have no idea. It's dirty, filthy, but
it
good bath.
It is dirty, but damn.
Yep, good bath, and it's going to look pretty darn cool. I think, like I said, I've never seen it. So,
thank you,
thank you very much.
No problem, guys. No problem. That's it for me.
Chai Tech, huh? I'm unfamiliar with it, but man, all right. That's it for you. I don't have much. I got some open stuff. Knocking stuff, Pete's stuff down. I'm going to hand. Need to try to get some working space here. I'm going to hand these back to you, Pete.
Actually, if you want to just set them on the table behind you, that's fine. They're just going to clutter up here. Just put them on the shelf there. Steven's doing a little reorganizing. He doesn't want my crap to be anywhere near his cool stuff, so...
Funko Pops. Well, we did talk about the Thundercats, but I actually got one out of the package and put his glove on. I'm going to say that I know a lot of people I've seen a lot of pictures of these things with their arms popped off, their legs popped off right in the package. The one I have seems pretty sturdy and he's put together pretty good. I really like this thing. And I just wanted to say that he feels pretty damn good. Also, I did get a chance to open up Super 7's Skeletor Filmation version, the 5.5 figures. These things are really cool. You know, they, as much as I like these, and I do like them, I'm going to say, I think there's a couple ways they could have been improved.
Who makes these?
Super 7.
Oh, okay. So you're not impressed with the okay, all right. I'm intrigued now.
I'm going to say...
I didn't see this coming.
I'm going to say I love the way these look. I mean, I love the look of these. You put them on a shelf, standing there. They're 5.5 figures. They're not meant to be super articulated anyways. And I just think he looks... The Skeletor here looks fantastic. I love his weapons. I love the Filmation cartoon accurate Havoc staff he's holding and everything else. They designed these hips different than the original He-Man. They don't have the rubber bands keeping them together. They have like a hinge in there that allows them to swivel or bend out so you could splay his legs as if they had to spread. Both of the hinges that would allow the legs to spread on Skeletor are frozen up, and I am scared because this feels like very hard plastic. I'm going to pass them along and let you guys handle them. I wouldn't push it. Just by his feel, I'm not gonna force that to happen.
I wanna break it just kind of out of spite.
Their harnesses are very hard plastic. They're not something they give you like the original He-Man had the ability to strap his harness down at different tightnesses in the back. There's no strapping, no changing. It is where it is. I don't even know why they give you the other notches. There's nothing you can really do. He-Man's hip flexors actually do work. They're not frozen up. So at first I was like, maybe they're not meant. Maybe it just looks like they should work, and they're not meant to. But they just don't.
What is he supposed to do with that little tiny shield? That thing looks ridiculous.
Supposed to block stuff with supreme accuracy.
That's the size his shield normally is.
That is the size, yeah, yes. That the toy shield is, yes.
That's ridiculous.
Because he never really had a shield in the cartoon, I don't believe. Not the shield that represented this shield. Now, he did in the cartoon commercial that preceded the cartoon that Filmation actually made. He carried a shield, but it was this design, but much bigger than what we see on him here. But
okay, so the shield is supposed to, the shield's smaller than it actually is supposed to be.
They could have made it bigger, yes. And then it probably would have been more accurate if they were going at... Okay, so here's the
catch.
Travis,
do you understand the question I'm asking? Because I don't think Steve does.
I can't go out on a limb and say the shield should have been bigger it never appeared in the Filmation cartoon.
You just said in the preview it was much larger than what you got with the figure.
In the cartoon commercial that was not part of the cartoon. It was made by the same company, but it had a different look to it a little bit. So I'm not sure, since they're not going for that look, that aesthetic with He-Man, whether or not it would qualify or be fair to say the shield should have been bigger. If that makes sense.
I quit. You are so... It is so important to you to not say that Super 7 fucked up.
They fucked up all the time.
Made his shield ridiculously tiny.
I say that they screwed up.
Well, I don't know if that was the one they were going for. The shield that they showed us in the cartoon was written by a different... I don't want to go on a limb and say that the shield's the wrong size. It looks stupid. Super 7, you fucked up. I hope you're listening.
I like this Lion-O.
I really like that Lion-O.
That's because it's made by Funko and not Super 7.
Now, like I said, to be fair, have you seen tons of pictures online where they're falling apart in the package?
Yes. Yeah, that's pretty firm.
And
yeah.
Mine seems very strong.
But I think it's like we've talked about too, the negative stuff far outweighs.
That's going to get posted every time.
The million people that got a one that wasn't broken aren't going to post a picture and go, "Hey, look, mine's great." You know,
yeah.
Just not happening.
What are you giggling about,
Pete? I'm looking at his face. In the cartoon, was he played by Rocky from the movie Mask with Cher? Look at his face.
I know, it's ugly.
It's terrible. It is ugly. It's absolutely terrible.
I think even Steve would say that.
Well, I don't know. We don't want to hurt Super 7's feelings.
Well, I don't know. The way I look at it is, those are supposed to look as if they did them in 1983 or 4. Based off in the cartoon. So did your, do in your 1983 other, or 84, they didn't have the sculpt. They didn't sculpt when, like they do nowadays.
Right, but the one you have from 1983 or 1984's face doesn't look like that. And they actually did that in 83. Not in 2018 to look like it was done in 83.
Yeah, but he doesn't look like that, but he didn't have to look like anything because there was nothing before it. He didn't have to match anything. They're trying to match a cartoon.
My God, Super 7 has you so broken.
It's not Super 7.
Who sculpted
Horseman
this?
Sculpted him.
Horseman did not sculpt this.
They did too. If you listen to our podcast where we interviewed Cornboy, one of the last questions I asked was, how do you nail that vintage look? Do you do that? And he said that they do it traditionally and they actually use wax and clay instead of doing it digitally to try to mimic the old school look.
I understand that. The Horseman would not have allowed that face to leave looking like that. Well, that's a production problem. Look at that face. It looks melted on the one side almost. There is no way that the Horseman sculpt looked like that. That is a terrible translation of a sculpt to an actual production figure. If you look at the way his jowls are and stuff, there's no way the Four Horsemen would have allowed that to leave looking like that.
Actually, I don't think it's that bad. I think the shininess of the plastic makes it difficult to see because there's so much of a reflection. But, no. Also got She-Ra here. She-Ra looking like Teela. Looking like a classics. And liking it. Also got Hordak.
Look at her cheekbones. It's totally asymmetrical.
You don't understand.
So here's the
deal. Have you looked at 1983 sculpted He-Man figures?
I understand all that. I get it. And I understand that I bashed Super 7 or what have you. But when I look at this, it looks like one side of her face was too close to a heat source. And it fucking actually distorted the plastic. Look at her face, dude. I'm not just bashing at this point. I'm literally trying to make real conversation.
She has wonky eyes. She's got her eyes aren't stamped on correctly.
Okay.
She's got one. Her right eye is way higher and tilted than her left.
Yep. And her cheekbone is way higher.
Well, that's hard to tell because her eyes are misplaced.
That face is fucked, Steven.
Anyway.
Anywho.
I think these are fun. I like them. I hope they don't crumble on me in my hands. Because unlike Pete says, I'm critical of Super 7 when I need to be. Which is a lot lately, to be honest.
Steven, Travis, we need your opinion on this face.
Where is he? Oh, well.
Head him at Teela.
Not Teela. It's She-Ra.
But. I'm sorry. You said She-Ra looking like Teela. You confused me. That's your fault. Look at her face.
Well, yeah. I already pointed out her eyes are not aligned properly.
Yeah.
So she's...
Yeah.
But she's... Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
What do you want me to say?
Drink the Kool-Aid with Steven. I don't care.
No, it doesn't look great.
You're obviously thirsty.
No, it doesn't look great, but I think that's a production kind of thing.
I'm sure it's well, obviously the eyes being misstamped and painted is obviously a production thing.
Yeah. But that's, I'm not shocked by any means. It's a $20 figure too. I mean,
it's a $20 5.5 articulated.
Right.
I think these could be better. I think the Funko ones are better.
They are better.
They feel sturdier. They feel like it's better plastic.
The plastic feels better.
They just have a cool. I'm more impressed with what Funko is doing than what Super 7 is doing, but.
So does his head, does Lion-O's head not turn?
Yeah, it does.
So isn't that 6 points of articulation then?
Actually, 5 points is not accurate. I thought of that myself, but I keep saying it because the waist is the one I always forget to add.
I mean, they advertise them as 5 points of articulation, you know what I mean? So I understand but technically it is 6 points, but.
Yes, sir.
From across the table, that Lion-O looks to be 10 times higher quality than the He-Man.
Yeah, he's good. I enjoy it. I like it. The only one other thing I have, which I know Travis has as well, but since he didn't bring his in, this is something I'm very excited about. Uh-huh. God, I want to give this guy the credit, but I don't remember...
Sculptor Shelf.
Sculptor Shelf, is that it?
Yeah.
So a few months ago, he posted this really cool looking He-Man face, another head that would goes well with the He-Man Classics body, and very more barbarian. I mean, this could pass for He-Man. It does pass for He-Man. This could be Conan, though. This could be many different characters. So what I got is I got the unpainted version of this what is going to be He-Man for me. With wind blowing his hair and just very cool, and he's going to look pretty sweet. His bangs will fall off. They're not attached right now, but
I actually like it when you take the bangs off.
he looks ridiculous.
It looks like he has like this super receding hairline. And if you just filled in the little spot there, you know, it would just be a balding He-Man.
It would be a Hulk Hogan figure.
Yeah, that's exactly what it looks like.
This is really neat. Now, this is designed to be glued.
Yes, that'll be glued when Chris paints it, because I'm not going to paint it.
What?
I'm not going to paint it.
Chris is going to be painting a few of these.
Well, waiting on your ass, because he said he wants to do them all at once.
Oh, okay, good.
So.
That's a pretty neat effect with the hair. Did you want to?
No, I have my own.
He has. Would you get two of them?
Yep, two. I'm going to do a Conan for one.
I kind of wish I had a Conan.
Yep.
Esque one as well, but yeah, pretty pumped about this. Can't wait until Chris has a chance to do it.
What He-Man body you could put it on?
The Classics original.
Yeah,
I've got a few of them.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yes, sir. That's it for me. For thanks, UPS guy.
What else is in the box?
Nothing. He shipped. This little tiny head in that box.
Yeah, taped down.
Taped down at the bottom in this little baggie. So his shipping was pretty impeccable.
There's nothing else in that box, really?
No. Came just like that, and then see the tape at the bottom. It was taped in there.
Nice.
So, not easily lost.
That's probably just easy. Probably goes and gets those by the hundreds at... You know what I mean? Orders them from Uline or something, mm-hmm. and just has them, and they work for a ton of different. Because that's big enough for a He-Man figure, a single figure.
Yeah,
you know,
it is almost. So. Yeah, he didn't just put it in a bubble mailer. But anyways, yeah. So, what's next, fellas?
I didn't bring anything that I'd read because I was so excited. Because I don't know if you guys knew this or not, but I got a Mythic Legions figure. So,
yes.
Talk about, we got to mention Avengers Endgame.
Yes, I mean, we do.
Obviously, it was just a teaser or a pre-preview. What did he call it?
I don't know what it was, but it was...
What was that he called?
Pre-preview.
Yeah.
It's great.
I'm excited.
You know, and it's so great because it's a trailer that showed nothing.
Nothing, but yet so much.
So much. You know, no action whatsoever.
Right, nope. But you get to see Hawkeye, which you're like, okay, we wondered if he was coming back, which we were sure he was. And now,
obviously the take there is his family is going to be part of who disappeared.
And he's fucking angry.
He's very
angry.
Which
is awesome.
Yep, and his Ronin kind of role.
Yep. And so. And Ant-Man got out. So I'd be curious to find out how that happened.
Which is interesting because they do show... When they're going through looking at pictures of people that are gone.
They show him. So they think he's gone.
They think he's gone, and then all of a sudden he's going to be there.
But that's just after just a bummer trailer. I mean, I'm not saying it's good.
No, but it is.
But it's that
it's
whole,
dark.
You see that they're demoralized. They're
Tony
messed
is about
up.
To die in space.
Yep, Cap looks like he's wrecked. Yep. The way he's talking, he's like a...
You know what is interesting? It's going to be interesting how they do that. How does... So it looks like, you know, Tony is on the what remains of the spaceship that probably Nebula crashed or
Ebony
something.
Ebony Maw's ship was what they were on, right?
No, yeah, but that was like a big monstrosity. This is... Do you remember when Nebula, she tries to crash her ship into Thanos? So I imagine that's what he's on. It's either that or the... It's the Guardians ship.
Right.
It looked too small to be that, but it probably is the Guardians ship. Because remember, all the Guardians...
They're dead.
They're dead. Right. All of them but Rocket. But Nebula is not with him. So I wonder how Nebula got off Titan, and Tony is stuck on that spaceship.
So that'd be kind of interesting. There's a lot of just neat stuff in there.
Yeah. It's going to be. Now, when is that? Is that March?
I think it's later in the summer, but I could be wrong. I don't actually know the release.
It's usually
date.
May.
The big one, I think. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I think.
Always falls on Heidi's birthday.
Captain Marvel was
February or March.
Okay. Is it? Yeah.
Because Captain Marvel's the first one. Right.
Have you guys seen the meme that says.
You thought she was going to be
You thought she's yeah. going to be the. And then
it's Paul Rudd on a security camera. So good.
But the one that's actually going to save the day.
Yep.
That's what I thought was so funny is they give you this bummer trailer.
Yeah.
And then they give you that scene with Paul Rudd trying to, like, talk to Cap. Like, remember me? Yeah. No, I got really big.
Yeah, man. I mean, I know you remember that.
The one time at the airport.
Yeah.
So that was like so. Yeah, leaves you with a smile in the end.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Made me pop in Infinity War yesterday and watch it.
I believe it. I watched the trailer. I've watched it 5 times now. And the 4th time was with Heidi showing her the first time. And no joke, the hair on my arm stood up.
Oh, yeah.
I've watched it 4 times.
Yep.
And I just was like, oh, my God, it's so, so good. And I love Cap. I love Cap.
Wow.
So, I mean, it's just...
And then there's going to be something about this, knowing that this is going to be Evan's last time. We're going to see him at least for a while.
Yes. Right. You know, at least that they're leading up to that, at least. So, of course, we'll see what happens. But, God, I'm so excited about that movie. And it was funny. Heidi watched it, and she loves this stuff, too, you know. But she goes, they really can do no wrong, can they?
Yeah.
I mean, they can't. Like, yeah. That's
when somebody cares.
I mean, they screwed up with Uncle Ben, but they made Aunt May a little too hot and young, but you know they did some things. But
oh yeah,
but it's all stuff we can rebound.
A hot lady on TV.
It's all stuff we can rebound from.
Pretty excited.
I just Aunt May got that holy shit moment when she walks in and sees that he's Spider-Man. I'm waiting for him to walk in and have that oh shit moment because Tony Stark's humping his aunt.
Tony's getting married.
You guys, want to talk about Netflix at all?
And we're not going to talk about Captain Marvel trailer, or did?
Oh, we can do that too.
You didn't watch it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I've seen the first trailer.
You know, I didn't think there was a ton new revealed. Did you?
No.
It's good. It is good.
No, she looks really cool. I like how the helmet works with the mohawk.
Yeah,
I think that's pretty cool. She really doesn't have a mohawk.
Her helmet makes it look like it. Yeah, I like it too.
I think that's kind of neat.
And it looks beautiful. It'll be a good movie and everything. There is someone I can't remember where I saw it, but it said the most powerful hero in the Marvel universe. And that kind of bugs me. She's mm-hmm. very powerful. Comic book wise, she's always been a powerhouse. But Thor, I'm like,
they got to push the woman.
I don't know.
Female,
you know,
girl power.
We'll see. But, I mean, to me, Thor is just, Thor's Thor, you know, and
Thor, I mean, how do you quantify the Hulk?
Well, yeah, but if you look at what Thanos did to the Hulk.
Well, then you just quantify the Thanos.
Thanos is the big, people are still upset about that whole thing, because the Russo brothers have come out and said that Thanos did not use the Power Stone to defeat Hulk. He defeated the Hulk with his own strength and ability. And people are so butthurt about that. And I love the Hulk. Absolutely love the Hulk. But I'm like, Thanos has to be that. He has to be this scary bad guy that, look, even without the gauntlet, he's going to chump you. You know, that's what's going to happen. Well, yeah, but the Hulk's so strong, he just should have got madder. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that'd be a great movie. The Hulk beat him in the first 10 minutes. That sounds fun.
Yep.
Yay.
Good times. Oh my gosh.
I'm excited.
It's a two-sided hammer.
Pete's still discovering
things about his figure.
It's Mythic Legion.
There's another part to the hammer!
I was wondering why you didn't put that on there. I thought maybe it was a choice.
Yeah. I didn't know!
Did you
look at that hammer?
And that spike.
Why aren't you guys buying these things? They're fucking awesome!
That spike comes off the top, too.
For what?
Well, if you wanted to have it without the spike, usually it does, I think. Maybe that hammer doesn't anymore, but Captain Marvel looks great. I'm excited about that movie.
What are these things for? are they wing adapters?
Yes, wing adapters.
And they're two different style of wings?
Yeah, because okay. the old wings and the new wings. And,
okay.
Yep.
Did you guys hear they're doing skeletal wings?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't
those
know.
Aren't
I'm,
new, are they?
I'm getting ready to start telling people about those, these Mythic Legions things.
Weren't those
these are
for
pretty
the,
cool.
For the goth, the birds?
Yeah, the birds had the skeleton wings.
I think we need to start pushing these guys a little bit harder. People need to know about these figures.
Yeah.
They're fucking awesome. So
we'll do our best, Pete.
I appreciate you.
Now
guys.
That we got you on board.
Now that, well, you know, now that too, now we don't have to spend all our money on Super 7. So
Netflix announced that Daredevil is canceled.
Yeah. I don't understand people.
We all know why. It's we all knew it was coming. Like I,
they're just making a big deal out of it because it's getting publicity, and then it'll be an even bigger deal if they bring it back on the Disney side.
I am starting to question though the fact that they are not announcing anything makes me wonder. Charlie Cox did an interesting little interview. He obviously didn't talk a lot about, but even his interview sounded like he's done being Daredevil.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. You know, we will see.
I think that that's highly a possibility that we won't get any more Daredevil. Yeah. I also think it's highly a possibility that Disney is saying, hey, right, everybody, it's done. Remember, we're going to act play like it's done, and then a year from now, we're going to be like, it's back, and we're going to show Charlie as Daredevil, and people are going to lose their ever-loving minds.
That is genius.
So, you know, yeah. I think that that's definitely... I mean, look at. I mean, I don't think that this was in the, ever in the long term plan, but look at the Clone Wars coming back. You know,
I think you're definitely right. That
it's,
I think
it's at
that,
least possible.
I think that there was it was always on the table when we start our streaming service. Your contract is done. Yeah. That's the way it's going to be. Because I just saw a stat the other day, and it's hard to know all these things, but apparently Daredevil was the second or third.
Third, I heard. I think
highest rated show on
Netflix.
You know, so, I mean, it's a big, it was a big deal. I don't know, we'll see what happens. I don't want to spend a lot of time on it because it's just a lot of speculation and people freaking out about something that might end up being nothing, so.
Did you guys watch season 3 of Daredevil?
Yeah, I loved it, remember? I told you guys.
I am going to start it. Me and Heidi are going to start it. I'm just going to skip Luke Cage, season 2, Jessica Jones, which I started, got a couple into. I'm going to skip that. I'm going to skip Iron Fist and just watch Daredevil. And I will go back to them eventually, probably. But
it is the best superhero one.
I keep forgetting it's even there. There's so much on TV. I keep forgetting it's there.
But I've had numerous people tell me it's the best one that they've done, it Steve is. Included.
Best Daredevil or best all or
the best all okay. of all the superhero. Now you couldn't. Now the trick is you couldn't have got this good without a couple of the ones before it.
Right.
I will admit that It has to stand on those, but still. It was the most fun I had, the best series they've done.
Yep.
So.
Cool.
Sweet.
Well, that's it, except we had a question from Guillermo Olivo.
You know what I say when it comes to Guillermo? I say, friend fine, look behind. That's what I say. Friend fine, look behind. He's a good guy.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what that means.
Well, I'm sorry.
Last episode, he asked for a casting of if they were to make a movie about us, My Wife is Gonna Kill Me crew, if this ever goes to, we make it big somehow, not going to happen. And they're like, okay, this is how it all started. Who's going to play us and the usual suspects, as I think he put it? I did my, and we tabled it. We were like, hey, this is too hard to do off the cuff. And we said we would come back to this week. Interestingly enough, I did get the man himself, Guillermo, to tell us his casting
of
what it is. So I'm going to start there. I'm gonna read the man's. He says, Justin would be played by Sacha Baron Cohen. Peter.
Borat,
yes. Peter, now we heard this one before. Peter, I think it might have been applied to me and Peter at some point. Peter played by Jonah Hill. Travis played by Kevin James.
You're fucking Paul Blart. That's Paul awesome. Blart.
I am.
And me played by Donald Trump. And he also says that Jeremy should be one of the guys from ZZ Top. And send a picture.
Yes. Billy Gibbons.
So, That is his. Now, you guys didn't do your homework, right?
I got some answers.
Okay, you do.
I do.
All right, so...
I didn't really mess with the three of us just because other people had made some suggestions after the episode,
mm-hmm,
you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I picked some for the usual suspects.
You just want to chime in as I go through mine?
Yeah, I'm going to hit them up.
Okay, so now I did mine. Now, mine are based not on appearance. Okay, so these people definitely are not going to look like us, but I think they capture something about us.
Okay.
That they could still, it could still be, they could still play us. And one of them might be dead, but still, it just worked for me. Travis, played by Tom Arnold. Because I think Tom Arnold has that kind of, I don't give a shit kind of attitude. You know, right. It's just, it's perfect.
You can't really think very highly of yourself if you're willing to fuck Roseanne.
Exactly. So, you know, which I think
look
Travis,
where I got him, though.
Which I think Travis would fuck Roseanne. So, oh, I mean that's,
I would fuck,
you know,
Roseanne,
like,
but that's...
Yeah, I don't really want to, but I'll do it.
Right. Yeah, if my wife told me I could, I probably would.
What a great story. You know what I mean? So I'm fucking Roseanne.
Yeah.
Pete is on. I don't know why everybody didn't say this. Maybe because he's dead. But
Chris Farley.
Nope.
Oh,
see, now that's a huge sense of pride that you would say that.
John
I appreciate
Belushi.
That.
Nope.
That's a huge sense of pride that you would say that. Those are two of my idols. And ironically enough, John Belushi was Chris Farley's idol, and he followed literally the exact same path.
I think Pete actually might like this one as well, but I went with Sam Kinison.
Oh, hell yes.
Because Pete's got that
right.
talk card.
Right.
And when you know, when somebody's saying that, he just out louds people, right.
Yeah.
Whether it's dumb
they're
or
literally
not.
Packing up people from Africa to bring them here where there's. You can't live there. There's no water.
Yeah. Stuff like that. Yep. So, me, like I said, this is not based on looks or appearance. Bill Burr.
No. You know,
what?
Not even fucking close.
Oh, my God. Of course. Of course, Pete walks away from the microphone.
I'm thirsty.
Spouting.
I scream like Sam
Kinison. So Bill Burr, huh? You think his personality is...
Bill Burr is comedic and witty and hilarious.
I wasn't going by that. I was going by his
no,
common
no,
sense.
Stop. So you were not going by looks. You were not going by personality. What were you going...
Well, I was going by personality, aspect.
You know, Bill Burr's got a wiener, and I've got a wiener.
I'm not trying to say that I have the comedic timing of Bill Burr. I'm saying the way he looks at shit. Like... Yeah, you're not going to see a feminist if the boat's going down because they're all going to be playing like a little girl because they want to get off first. They don't want to, that kind of stuff. That's where I got Bill Burr. Okay. So.
I'll give you that.
Kyle. Kyle would most definitely be played by Gene Hackman. He's got the age.
Gene Hackman for Kyle.
Oh, see, Gene Hackman's a good one. Gene Hackman's a good one. I have, I actually had a tie for Kyle, and now that you say Gene Hackman, I actually thought of another one. Kirk something, plays Red Foreman on that 70s show.
Oh, yeah, that would work too. I like
Kyle.
That.
I love so, that one. That's good.
Kyle Moore to me is he's Clint Eastwoody. There was something about that. And Tommy Lee Jones, like U.S. Marshals, Tommy Lee Jones. Mm. Those are all ones that I had for Kyle.
That's good.
So, Kurtwood Smith is his name.
That's Red?
That Red Foreman.
Red Foreman.
Kurtwood
Smith.
That's
a good one. That's a good one. Matt Rodriguez. I chose Chris O'Donnell. Because Chris O'Donnell's kind of like, he's kind of good looking, but he's also that guy I think that just gets friend zoned all the time. Because he's kind of chicky. Just like, you know, he's kind of that guy that, you know.
For Matt, I would think Adrian Brody.
Adrian Brody? Okay.
But not ripped Adrian Brody from Predators.
Like from The Pianist or
yes,
the cello.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
The guy's just looking for a can of peaches?
I don't know because I never saw that movie.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that the movie where, like, the woman suffocates the baby so the Germans don't hear?
That might be in there, but I don't think it's in that movie. That does happen in a movie, though.
Yeah. Oh. For Matt, I had Antonio Banderas. So, just because I'm racist, I guess is probably the answer. So,
Jeremy, to me, is Kevin Smith.
Yeah.
You know, for obvious reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Laid back, just kind of.
Right. Go with the flow.
Yep.
Super creative.
Bill, I think you guys are going to, at least Pete's going to agree because he watches this show. But Bill is Rainn Wilson, who plays Dwight. On, you know,
on The Office.
Fact.
Fact.
Yeah. I mean, Dwight. I'm going Black more Bears. On the character of Dwight than I guess I am Rainn Wilson.
Right.
But I mean, come on, Dwight. Dwight has weapons in his desk at work, right. Just ninja weapons, right. Just in case. He needs.
And hidden in the ceiling tile. Yeah. Bears beats Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah,
Bill is definitely Dwight.
Yes. Yep. Yes. So, MMA Customs Mythic Legions.
I got one. Kramer from Seinfeld as Joe Teague.
Joe Teague. Hey.
Mo to Joe. Yeah.
Justin, this is a little bit of a twist. First, it's going to be jarring, but then you'll have to figure out where I'm going. Justin, I give Hugh Jackman, but as P.T. Barnum, The Greatest Showman, because I just see Justin running around, and he would break into song if he could to just get the attention onto him. He wants to be the greatest showman. He wants to be the guy that's getting all the attention.
Never seen him.
For Justin, I had Sean William Scott. Oh. But as like Stifler. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Stifler's way cooler than Justin.
Yeah. So
yeah, I want to be friends with Stifler. Right.
And maybe you gotta know the guy to get this one too. Chris Middlecamp. I do Adam Sandler. I guess there's something about Adam Sandler, especially when he's making all his little noises, his little.
Yeah.
Chris can be a little animated like that and do these little funny things like that. And I just think that Adam Sandler could probably capture that. So that's where I go with Chris Middlecamp. And then final, my last one is Eric Munoz, which would be played by Travis Bowles.
Yes. Very good. Very good. A couple of the ones that I had on there, Ben Talmadge would be played by Peter Dinklage, which I think would be absolutely awesome because I think he would totally capture the essence of being really smart with Transformers, and that's the only reason. So, and the only other one that I had was Vernetta, and that's Tyler Perry. So.
She's gonna kill you.
I know.
That's hilarious.
I know.
Which is so funny. People that are out there don't realize, but Vernetta often at her old job used to get called a man. Yeah. Often. And I don't. She has
ginormous boobs,
huge breasts.
She's pretty. Yes. She's got long hair. Like I don't. There are people in my life that I would go, yeah, I can see that. Vernetta has never been one of them.
So Pete and I, you know, often would, you know, be at the gas pumps and push the help button. You know, she was a manager at a gas station, and she'd answer, and we'd go, oh, hey, sir, can you come out here and help me with that?
Excuse me, sir, I have a problem. Fuck you, Travis.
So good. That's good. All right, thanks.
Is there anybody that we missed? I kind of feel like there's a hole.
Oh, there's a lot of people we missed. We got too many friends.
Well, I know, but I mean,
got to pare them down. I think.
I think as far as people that are frequently on this podcast that the listeners would know, I think we got pretty much all of them. Unless there's somebody that I'm gonna later go, oh son of a, how could we have forgotten him?
Nah, I think we hit him.
Oh, I had Boonstra on here.
Yeah.
The guy that played RoboCop. Just because they're both half metal. So
that's a good one.
Because the guy that played RoboCop was half metal?
Yeah, he's half metal. So
also was in a movie with Red Foreman. So, you know, that puts Boonstra and Kyle together.
Perfect.
For Touchy Station.
Yep. Right.
Awesome.
Yep. All right. Well, I guess that's it. That's it, unless you guys got anything to add.
It's been fun, boys.
It's always been fun. Yeah, man. I'm going to go and play some Call of Duty, some Blackout. Fatty McFat Pants, PlayStation Network. If you guys want to get down, it's McFat Pants, MCC Fat Pants, because I'm stupid. I forgot to mention this. I do want to, before we get off the air, I got my first Mythic Legion. It's pretty cool. If you guys haven't checked out the Four Horsemen yet, do that. They're up and coming. Not real well known yet, but they're going to get there. and mark my words, episode 123, I said it. Mythic Legions is going to be something. At any rate, got Christmas season coming up. It's pretty much there's a little bit of a lull in the con world. I think we pick back up the beginning of February with Byron Center. So until then, we're not going to be out and about doing those types of things. But we're going to be here. We're going to keep recording. Look forward to our Best of 2018 episode coming to you guys in the next few weeks. We've already started the preparation for that. So we're wrapping up episode 123 of the My Wife's Gonna Kill Me podcast, available on Podomatic, iTunes, Stitcher, and of course Spotify.
Reviews, everybody.
Please make sure you give us reviews.
iTunes, if you're new, you just found us, or if you've been leeching off our free entertainment for however long, write us a review. We need it. You could use it, and it would get that misogynistic one off of there, which I really kind of...
Which I love.
Actually am proud of, so... Right.
Patreon.com, My Wife Is Gonna Kill Me, / My Wife Is Gonna Kill Me podcast. If you guys are so inclined to donate, you can do it for as little as $1 per month or $12 per year if you guys are like Travis and don't understand math. Relatively cheap. It all goes towards a good cause, making sure we're up on equipment, make sure we're up on hosting. One of our big goals, first and foremost, is to try to get all the content available for the people that like us and want to go back and binge us. We want to get those first, at least the first few episodes back out there. And Travis is laughing like I screwed that up.
No, so, I'd love to have him out there. So it would be great.
It would be great. So I guess I'll get a stern talking to after this because there's something I don't know.
Well,
so.
I mean, it's just me and Steve has to do some work, and he doesn't want to. That's what it really comes down to.
Oh, okay, well, fuck Steven then. But at any rate, for co-host Travis Bowles, I am Pete McCarthy, and our host, Steven Bisciotti. Make sure you guys follow us on Facebook. We got two Facebook pages, the support group. Get in there and tell us how much you love me. And we'll let you guys in there. There's a special page for the Patreon people if you want to get down on that. You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Wife Is Killing Me. You can email us at wifeiskillingme@gmail.com. I talked about it. We do officially have a phone number. We will be releasing that this week to the masses, so you guys will be able to call or text us, whether it's while we're on the air or send us a message off of the air as well. So we're becoming a pretty big deal. You want to be aware with us. You want to try to be a footnote in the eventual movie that where we're all going to be played by famous actors and Kurtwood Smith. So we're out of here. Until next time, we'll see you guys in the toy aisle.